Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Derek Hollenbach. With me, my roommate from France, Robin. Robin Carrera.
Hi.
What's going on? So, this is your last week in the United States.
Yes.
The privateer place already kicked you out.
Yes, two days ago.
So you're living on the couch?
Yes.
Like a vagabond, but you know, it's cool.
Yes, you have fun. We are only two, but we still have fun in New Orleans, mm-hmm. Bourbon Street, casino. And
yeah. So you, this was your first time in America. You were in America when you were 17, right?
Yes, one time I went in New York City, and another time in New York City with my family. Mm-hmm. So my third time.
And what do you think about Americans? You were saying that you think people on the street in France, like, don't talk to you. You can't say hi to new people in bars, and it's totally different in America.
Oh, yes. I think there is a lot of difference between the North and the South of America. Since I'm in New Orleans, I met so many people I didn't know before. In the streets, they come to talk to you. We have fun, we joke. We love, and it's not like this in France. In Paris, when you go to bars with friends, yes, you can meet people, but it's not like in America. In America, you meet 10 people a night, and in Paris, you can meet people, but it's more difficult to talk with new people, just like America.
I think it's easy also, where we live in privateer places, there's always international students coming in and out, and they all kind of need friends. And so, like, house parties just kind of spring up all the time, you know? Where there's crazy parties.
Since I'm in New Orleans, in UNO, I met more than 45 different countries. It's crazy for me. I started to do a map on my computer to say, okay, this country, I met one, I met two, I met one, I know a guy from this country. And for me, it's crazy, 45 countries in only one semester.
So what people from what country do you like the least?
The least.
Just joking. Don't be racist. Okay, listen. You also... Sometimes we have parties and people don't know when the party's over, though. You know, if you have parties, you know, sometimes people get drunk. They don't want to admit at 4 a.m., at 3 a.m., like, party's over. You know, the people that live in the apartment want to go to sleep. I remember that we had a party, and I'm not saying what country he was from, but probably China.
Oh, maybe India.
Maybe where?
India.
India? Oh, okay. So when you tell him Nepal. Nepal?
Yeah.
All right, I think. People from Nepal are terrible. No, I'm just but when we say the party's over, he runs over and is like, okay, I understand the party's over now. Just starts eating cake with his hands, you know? Like a squirrel or a spider monkey or something. And then, yum, yum, yum. And then he's like, and then we're like, okay, you're done. And he's like, but I have to go to the bathroom. Runs in the bathroom, locks the door. He's in the bathroom for 10 minutes, you know? I don't know if he's gargling our shampoo or you know what I mean? Like, who the hell knows what he's doing in there? They comes out, and then we're like, the second he walks out, I grabbed his arm, and I start pushing him out of the door, and the whole time he was like leaning back against me, you know what I mean? So, it's fun, but you know, sometimes, you know, it's hard to kick people out. People in New Orleans don't know when the party's over, you know? But your dad came over. And he experienced Mardi Gras.
Yes, so I invited my dad for 10 days in New Orleans at the middle of my trip. So I think it was in March. And he came, we have fun, and we went together in Bourbon Street. And it was good. And at the end of the street, we were near Walgreens. We saw in only 15 seconds three pair of tits. So, you know what I mean?
It's, yeah. Was your dad like, whoa, you know, place?
He was very surprised, but he already saw one before I went with him, so he said, okay.
Oh, so...
It's Bourbon Street.
Yeah, yeah. So he saw one alone, and then...
Yes, and three with me in only 15 seconds, so it was crazy.
Did he know the whole system of beads and stuff? What does Mardi Gras mean? Is that French? What does that mean? Big party?
Oh, Mardi Gras, it's French, but It's only we have to take costume, we have to go to the street, make a parade, and that's it. It's not like Bourbon Street, we don't have beats, we don't have to show tits to get beats. People are not drunk, maybe they do Mardi Gras during the day at 2 o'clock, people are not drunk.
In France, everybody just behaves themselves. They're like, look at my nice costume. Let me walk down the street. Day's over. Let me take a shower.
And I think that Mardi Gras, it's not famous like here. We celebrate Halloween, mm-hmm. but not Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is done, I think. Mardi Gras is famous because we I don't really know, but it's famous. The name is famous, but we don't do this in... when we are adults. Maybe children always do this when they are in the mm-hmm. in schools, when they are less than 7 years old, but after it's done. I don't think we celebrate this.
Do you think that Americans like party like children? Do you think Americans like to be a child and play like a child more? Like we're maybe less mature than Europeans?
When I'm in America, I saw everyone talk to everyone. It's like if you are in a school, mm-hmm. every child talk with every child. They don't care about this guy. They don't care they
about talk. Like who's cooler. Or
yes,
like
they talk with everyone. It's yeah. very for me. It's very amazing. I never saw this, especially in New Orleans. A lot of people come to me. They talk. Oh, where do you come from? I'm from France, and you? I'm from Texas. I'm here to visit New Orleans 1 week. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And we enjoy a lot with people. We met a lot of people. Each time I go out, I met 10 people at least. It's crazy.
But you volunteer for the Pelicans. You worked for the Pelicans. What is that? That's an NBA basketball team.
Yes. I have a friend. At UNO, he knows that we can be volunteer for Pelicans, and I say, oh, I want to go with you. I love basketball. I played basketball for 6 years, and after I stopped at school, and I love watching NBA. But in Paris, I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so I watch maybe one or two games a year, and in only. 4 months, I think I watched more than 15 games and in the stadium mm-hmm. and for free. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was crazy. My job is just to give papers at the entrance to people, and I give a gift. And after I have free tickets, I can enjoy the game. And sometimes I'm in the first row, so for me, it's.
So you get like high level tickets, like $600 yes. tickets, and all you have to do is hand out some cards.
Yes, something like this, between 200 and 500, I think. So mm-hmm. for me, it's very good.
That's awesome. Did you? Did the Pelicans win a lot of those games? Are they a terrible basketball team?
So at the beginning, we lost 2 games by 30 points. I was a little disappointed. But after they start to the end of the season was very good. They won a lot of games, and they succeed to be 8 over 16 in the West. So they succeed to go to playoff. And at the last game, they won against the last champion, the San Antonio Spurs. So they succeed to go to playoff by this game. If they lost, the season will be over, but they win this last game in the prolongation, overtime. So it was crazy. The last game was, we were all on fire, all the public since the first minute, all the audience was crazy. And after I went to the one of the playoff game, we lost in overtime, but it was I never saw something like this. Since the first minute, everyone was stand up, everyone was watching the game, yelling. It was crazy.
Mm. Now, do the sports fans in France, are they more calm? Are they quieter when they watch sports?
When we watch, you know, in France, we have hooligans.
Hooligans.
Yes.
Soccer hooligans.
Yes, but now they start to become less important because the police say, oh, this guy can't go to the stadium, this guy can't go. So they don't take the bad people, they take the price of the tickets are more expensive, so people can't go to stadium now.
Only
people who take selfie, take pictures, family, they go to the stadium, not like before.
Yeah.
It's not bad people, but people who make ambiance, who yell, it's not like this.
Yeah, so because you have to have a job, you know, and if you just want to throw beer bottles at the field and fight people, you probably can't get a job, so you can't buy the tickets. If the tickets are €5 or whatever, then you get a lot of garbage people coming in.
And in America, it's very different. In the stadium, there is always music. Always a show during the halftime, during the how do you say when coach do like
during yeah, like the a speech
like yes when during the speech of the coach they bring cheerleaders.
We don't
have this in France. It's not like this.
You don't have dancing girls in France come out in the middle?
I don't think so. Maybe for the finals, but not. But for each game.
Look, there's a lot of beautiful women in New Orleans. Da 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 da. I mean, it's fun. Anyway, you also like to take a lot of road trips. You know, you're in America. You want to travel. You want to see different places. You took what's his name? Our other roommate, Mohammed. You know, you took him to Panama Beach, Florida.
Yes, for my first travel, we went to Panama City Beach.
Mm-hmm.
For 4 days, but it was very very fun. We have a lot of fun. We were it was nice because we were like in a car. We were one French, me, one Vietnamese guy, one from Dubai, Mohammed, and one German, and the last one was from India. So it was like a team from all over the world. We have a lot of fun. We met a lot of people. It's like New Orleans. We were in a hotel. We have fun with everyone. We went to talk to people. They talk to us. We have fun. It was crazy. It's not like in France.
Mm-hmm. So is Mohammed hard to control? Is he a party animal? You know, is he?
So
is he on fire like the Pelicans? You know.
I met this guy at the beginning of the. Of the semester, he was very calm. He was always talking Arabic with Arabic people. So the first time I met him, it was with my other roommate Amer from Yemen. They were always talking Arabic in his room. So at the beginning, we were not very good friends. But after he started to discover America, he start to
slowly, you know,
he start to have fun, and it's one of my best friends in America, and he's only 17 and me I'm 21, but we have a lot of fun. We don't care about the difference of age. We have a lot of fun. Oh, I'm sorry if we can't say everything, but
yeah, there's a lot billowing under the surface of this conversation, but you know, if you want to know more about Mohammed, you know, we're actually writing a book. So to know all of the partying adventures, to know all of the what happened, we're writing a book about Mohammed. There's lots of photographic evidence, you know.
It's not Mohammed, it's Amer. It's Mohammed.
Mohammer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because here's what happened. So basically, I asked Mohammed, hey, can I write a book about your life? And he said, it'll cost $20 million. And then I was like, okay, that's a tough negotiation, you know? So then when I learned about how, when I taught him, like, well, what if the book only makes $10 million? Then he said, 95% of the profits. And then it was late one night, you know? He was hungry. He was a little drunk. You know, other things may have been involved. And I made a sandwich, an egg sandwich for him at 1 a.m. And I said, how about I buy your life, buy the rights to write a book about your life for a sandwich. And you took him in your room and you got him to sign a contract for a sandwich.
On like, a toilet paper?
Mm-hmm. Or a paper towel and a crayon?
Paper towel, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I have a picture of that contract, so I think that binds as a legally binding document. So, you know, we have a contract for it. Signed on a paper towel, but, you know, lawyers are looking into it. We're writing this. Anyway, what else can we say without, you know, getting him to sue us? He may have been arrested in Panama City. That's all I'm going to say. That's a little thing I can say.
It's not for alcohol thing. It was okay. It was just because he tried to drive on the... on the parking area, but he didn't took the, he didn't put the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So the policeman, it was easy for the policeman to say, oh, this guy is strange. We have to see what he have, and he didn't have his seat belt. He didn't put his lights and didn't have his driving license. So he went one day in jail, but nothing else. It was.
That's Florida cops for you. They kind of, you know, they like to give you speeding tickets.
Yes.
They like to just put you in jail and be like, okay, I'll let you out of jail for like $400. You know, like they just kind of take money.
In Lafayette, we met a guy. We met a guy with Mohammed. He went in Panama City Beach 1 week after us, and this guy drank in his hotel near the beach in his hotel. And a policeman arrested him just because he was drinking on the beach.
Mm.
And it was 2 days after the end of spring break, so we can't drink on the beach. So he went one night in jail. And you have to pay $200 only for this.
Oof.
So yes, policemen in America, they like to give tickets. Me, I was driving in Utah, in a little city, when a policeman arrested me and gave me a ticket, I negotiate $100, and I was sure that I will be able to negotiate less, but my other friends show that he have money because he was a little scared, and the policeman said that if we don't pay, we will go to jail, and maybe for 14 days, and after we have to go to court. So my friends were scared, but I'm sure that we can negotiate. It's not like in France.
So he was just like, no, it's okay, we have money. See, we have money. And he just picked up a bunch of money, and the cop was like, ooh, I like money.
Yes, and I'm sure that in America, policemen get like 5% of what they give for tickets.
Right.
What do you think? I'm sure.
And also they have a quota. It's not like if everyone goes the speed limit, they still have to issue, you know, every month it's like they have to give 20 tickets.
Oh, maybe.
So, you know, if the speed limit's 65 and you go 66, then there'll be like a speeding ticket because I need to get 20 of these per month, you know.
Yes, we were not lucky because I drove all the night, and I saw only two villages, and in one of these I was arrested. I was like 65 mph, and it was 45, so only for 20 miles. It was like it was at the end of the city.
So right, it's like there's nothing around. Nothing it's just a straight
it was,
road.
It was black. It was very dark. Nobody in the city, but I understand. I was 20 miles
more. Yeah. So you went to Los Angeles too. You visited Wolverine on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
All the people on Hollywood Boulevard that want you to take pictures with them.
Yes,
yeah?
We have a lot of fun with people who try to sell their CD, their music. So it was fun with them. They say, "Oh, take my CD. It's my CD. It's my music. You have to try Californian music." So we have fun with them, we talk a little bit with them. We met a lot of people trying to get money with pictures. And I remember that I met one Spider-Man. He was very rude with people. For example, a little child come to take picture with him.
Mm-hmm.
And after, he said to the to her mother that we took picture for tips, like this. So it was very good. It's not like imagine you are a little child, you meet your favorite character, and this character is like this. And I want to say that his costume was not good. It was very bad costume. So
he like see like the underwear tag hanging out the back of his ass, and like the zipper is all showing. And
I don't know, but he's drunk. The color was not good. It was not the same blue that Spider-Man. And it was not good costume. It's made in China. I don't know, but
looks like pajamas.
A bad one.
And then you went to, there's a picture of you holding lots of money in Las Vegas, you know? Did you gamble in Las Vegas and win a bunch of money?
Oh, we gambled a lot, and I lost a little bit money, but it's okay. It's only for 3 days, and it's like we have fun, so it's like a price of a concert for during 3 days. So
right.
It's 20 each night, so it's not a lot. And I think I will be in Las Vegas maybe one or two times in my life, so it's okay. And yes, we took a picture with Victor, but we took this picture with the money we took from the ATM because we wanted to use this money for the end of the road trip. But right. What happened is that one day after, we went to San Diego, in the south of San Diego near Mexico. We find one of the best outlets of America, and we spend all of this money in only 2 hours. Just clothes was only $20 for a good brand, so we spent all of our money
On clothes shopping.
Yes,
at the out level. Also, you were in Vegas. You met this. Is he a Vine guy? Casey Neistat. How do you say his name? Neistat.
Oh, don't you know Casey Neistat?
Neistat.
So it's a famous guy from Vine, and he took a lot of Snapchat. And on YouTube, I think he have a lot of viewers.
Mm-hmm.
I think he have 100,000 people following him on Twitter. Maybe a little more on Vine and on Snapchat.
So I
said I will talk to him. He was very nice, and I said, okay, my sister show me your videos for the first moment. So I said, okay, can you make a video for my sister just to have fun? Say hello with her name and say a little. So it was fun.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Did you meet any other like famous people? Oh, you want to play the audio of it? Okay, cool. Did you meet any other famous people in Vegas or Los Angeles or anything?
In Vegas, we didn't meet, but we went to a party with Afrojack.
With Afrojack?
Yes. Do you know this guy?
No.
It's a famous DJ in the world.
Oh.
Famous DJ. So we were in guest list for this party, so we didn't spend money, but it was like $60 for the party. And I never saw too many rich people. It was like everyone from California who have a lot of money went to Las Vegas. They spend so much money. For example, I saw a guy, he have 2 tickets, and I don't know why he pay another ticket for him. He didn't use his 2 tickets, he pay another one. It's like two women ask us our tickets, and in the line, and in the waiting line, and this guy gave the 2 tickets, but he forgot to take back his tickets. So after another girl say, okay, you have to pay, do you have your tickets? And this guy say, oh, I gave to these girls, and didn't take the time to take back his tickets. Maybe only for 2 minutes he can take his tickets.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, I will pay $60. For me, it's not like this.
So he gave away 3 tickets to these hot girls, and then he was I gave mine away. Okay, I'll just buy another one.
Maybe he have 3 tickets for the 2 tickets were free, but he pay another ticket.
Right.
They have too much money.
Oh, there he is. There's Casey.
How do you say it?
Berenice.
Bonjour, Berenice. Just me, Casey. What's your name?
Robis.
Just met your brother, Robin. We're at a terrible food court in Las Vegas. Nice to meet you.
That was nice. Any other highlights from a road trip? I mean, like, look at that. Is that in Utah?
Oh, so we started the road trip in Salt Lake City. We visited Utah for 2 days. We did everything, I think, in Utah. We went to the...
There's not a lot of things in Utah. It's kind of empty, the whole state.
It's empty, but you can't imagine how many beautiful things you can see in Utah. We saw a lot of canyons, a lot of desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very beautiful. So we went to the Red Canyon in the north of Utah. We went to the little... a lot of canyons, but I don't really remember the name. And monument.
Were you at the Grand Canyon?
Yes, but Grand Canyon, it's in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not in Utah, but in Utah you have a lot of beautiful things to visit. And at the end of the Utah trip, we went to Monument Valley. We slept in the car just near Monument Valley, so it was
near Mount Rushmore with the president's face.
No, Monument Valley.
What's that? Monument Valley.
Yeah, do you know this thing?
Oh, I see. Oh, cool. It's like a bunch of like plateaus.
So it was 2 o'clock in the morning. We drive a lot of time before, and we wanted to sleep near this, but it was dark. We didn't know where was Monument Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So we slept in the car, and we were just near Monument Valley when we wake up. It was very beautiful.
Now, this is great because the first few episodes of Highway Diary, me and my sister went to the Grand Canyon. You know, we went to a lot of these places, so it's really cool that you're doing the same thing in America.
Mm.
Hitting the road, seeing what's going on with the Grand Canyon in Arizona. Did you see the Mormon Temple in Salt Lake City, Utah?
Yes, I wanted to go to Salt Lake City because it's a famous city, but I don't think that I will come back in this city in the future, because if I want to come back in America, I will go in New York City, I will go in Chicago, Miami, California, but I will not go in the in the middle of the America.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to go to this city.
Mm-hmm.
To see Mormons.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you see a Mormon?
Yes. For example, the policeman who arrested me, he was Mormon.
Yeah.
And he was not very fine, very nice with me. But in Salt Lake City, we met a lot of Mormons, and they were very, very, very nice. For free, we have the possibility to go up the building and to see all of the city
mm-hmm.
on the building. It was very beautiful.
Oh, so you went into the Mormon church?
No, this one we were not able to go inside because it's a temple only for Mormons.
Oh.
I asked to a girl, can we go inside? And she said, no, it's a secret. Only Mormons can go inside. So I don't know what they do inside, but...
Well, they make a lot of movies. The Mormons make a lot of movies for the Mormons to watch. And then it's like propaganda films. It's like, you know, okay, I'm not going to say Mormons are a cult, but if your temple is like making movies, like propaganda movies, and then you watch it, you know, and then it's like, oh, this movie's like really good at Jesus or something. It's like, this movie's so good, it's like spiritual. This is my religion.
Well.
You're probably being brainwashed in the cult. So let's play some Mormon movies.
Jehovah, Michael, return and place seeds of all kinds in the earth, that they may spring forth as grass, flowers, shrubbery, trees, and all manner of vegetation, each bearing seed in itself after its own kind. Call your labors the fourth day and bring me word. It shall be done, Elohim. Come, Michael, let us go down.
We will go down, Jehovah.
I have no idea, because for me it was very strange. It was like the first time I want to go to a church,
mm-hmm.
because it's a famous church, and
mm-hmm.
They said, no, you can't go inside. It's not you have to pay. It's forbidden for you. You are not a Mormon.
Mm.
I was thinking that everyone wants people to go to their church, to have new people in their community, but not them.
They don't want new people.
I think they want new people, but they don't want visitors.
I think they make their own people. I think, like, all Mormon families have, like, 20 kids. Like, yes. They don't need new people. They make them, you know? They make Mormons. And they have, like, you know, 8 wives or something. So they make a lot of kids, you know? Mm.
So, do you want to talk about this road trip? We have a lot of... So for example, one time we slept in the car near Hollywood Boulevard. And... it was only the parking. It was the parking near Hollywood Boulevard, so it was very near. And I don't know why, but at 5:30, I was wake up by a guy, I was sleeping and I saw this guy. So I say, "Oh, what the fuck?" And after I was thinking it was a policeman, but this guy was trying to open our door since maybe 5 minutes, like this, tac 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 tac. I don't know why. And after I look at him, he look at me. I look at him, he look at me, and it was very strange. I didn't understand. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and I think we went to bed at 2 or 3 after partying near Hollywood. And so it was very strange for me. And Victor, I woke Victor to say, "Oh, look at this guy, he's very strange." And he said he was sleeping. So, and after he left, he tried a last time, and after he left. And after I say, "Okay, I think this guy was homeless and maybe a little drunk, and he tried to steal us, or I don't know why."
He was trying to just grab a bag or something. Yes, maybe. Yes. Try to sell a passport for crack or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, there are parts of Los Angeles, like Skid Row, you know, where it's like, it looks like a zombie town. Like, the buildings are abandoned and there's homeless people living in them, or, you know, walking around on the street on drugs, you know. So there's areas of Los Angeles. I mean, people think that it's like where all the celebrities live, and, "Oh, look at this." And there, yeah, some people are very rich and have nice houses, but outside that, there's like homeless people and stuff, you know.
LA is a very, very big city. Each day we wasted 2 hours in the cars, maybe more. So it's a very big city. And one night we went to the Staples Center in the middle of the stadium.
Staples Center.
Yes, the stadium for the basketball team. And we met very, very bad people. It was like I want to say it's a gang, because on their
knuckles,
yes, on their tattoos. Knuckles, they have tattoos like in the movies. So you have one letter in each
finger.
Yes, in each finger. So it was very strange. And Victor is so friendly with people. He was thinking this guy want to become friends, but I'm sure that they wanted to steal us or something very
didn't
bad.
They send you a text like, "Hey, show up to this place at this time."
Yes, so they get Victor numbers, and they ask us to come in a part of the city. I don't know why, to make money. They said they make money, they work for a finance company. So it's very, very strange. It's like they were between 20 and 25, two guys and one girl, and they were walking in the street at 2 o'clock in the
morning. A finance company. You study finance, you understand finance. Yes, they work for a finance company.
Yes, but we don't have people with this kind of tattoos. Yes, and
do they have a teardrop tattoo? Like
no, I didn't saw this, but one time in a bar in Hollywood, I saw a guy with this tattoo.
Yeah, teardrop.
So I did not know if he killed the guy or not, but...
Do you think that the finance company is like, they get, like stupid white people to meet them in a certain location, and then they beat them up and they take their money, and that's what their finance company is?
Oh, I think they were not in finance companies. They just tried to steal us, and... So, it was very strange, because it was, like, two guys and one girl, and I think the girl was here to say, "Okay, we are like you, we are good people, we are with girls." So I was sure it was a trap.
Mm-hmm.
But Victor was so friendly with them. It's like he...
Hey, guys. Oh, yes. I'm everybody's friend now.
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes it's good, you know, being friendly has limitations. You know, sometimes you got to not get beaten up by gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and during this road trip, I was very scared of one thing. During all the road trip, it's like you... you put the car in this parking and you come back three hours after, and one glass is broke, and they stole my computer, they stole a bag, they stole everything. So I was very scared of this. So each time I wanted to put the car in the best place. Every time I wanted to be sure that the car is locked every and that all the doors, all the windows are closed, because all of our stuff was inside during one.
Yeah, your whole life is in there.
Yes, all of my life.
All right, I have to pee. Let's take a break. Speaking of things getting stolen, locking up your stuff, you know, I went to my sister's wedding. By the way, she's pregnant, and it's going to be a girl. I'm going to have a niece in October, so that's crazy. But anyway, so I go to my sister's wedding, come home, I see my moped, I wake up the next day, not there. You also, it rained, you put your shoes to dry on my moped, and boom, your shoes are stolen.
Yes, my shoes and my beautiful umbrella, so they are gone forever.
And also, one morning I was sitting here with Muhammad, and we hear crazy noise outside. I open the door right as someone jumps on someone's car, lands on it with their back, smashes their hood. Then they jump on another car, smashes the windshield. Like they're professional wrestlers, you know? Like jumping on the cars, smashing themselves onto them. And then all took off in a car, you know, and went away. It's like, you know. And then I had to call the cops, and then I left, and then the cops knocked on the door, and Muhammad did not answer. But it was because, like, who wants to talk to the... You know, I didn't want to be seen talking to a policeman, you know what I mean? After being a witness, you know?
Yeah.
If you are a witness to a crime, and then you're the one who squeals on it, then it's dangerous, you know? So I want no witnesses. I'm from Jersey, I understand witnesses. They all get killed. But, okay, more about your road trip. So you went to Utah, you went with the Mormons, then you also went to San Francisco.
So, yes, it was the end of the road trip. So it was like we started in Salt Lake City. We went to Wyoming a few hours by drive. After we visited all the Utah canyons. And after we went to Arizona, Monument Valley, Grand Canyon. We went to Las Vegas, we spent 2-3 days in this city. After this, we went to see my friends, my Paris friends in Riverside. So it's like they are like me, one semester in this city.
Mm-hmm.
After we went to San Diego to meet one guy from UNO, so he live in San Diego, and he go to school in New Orleans. After this, we went to LA for 3 days, and we go north to San Francisco, and we went to the Yosemite forest, and for the last day we drive. On the desert of Nevada. So it was this part was one of the best part. It was like nothing, but it was one of the best part of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in the city. It was a ghost city. It was like in one movie. I don't know the name in English, but it's like a very old girl. She is one with one very bad guy, and he killed people with this thing.
With a chainsaw?
Yes, so what is the name of this movie in English?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre or something?
I don't know, but they have a lot of movies like this.
Yeah.
So it's always one very, very old girl. So we saw this girl with one policeman. We saw this policeman, he was just near the hotel in his sheriff cars. And in a very bad place, so we saw this hotel. It was like the girl asked us 46 to sleep in a room one night, and she said that there is no window, so we succeed to negotiate a little bit the price. After we went to the room, and the room was so dirty. I never saw a room like this. It was like 10 people live there, and they didn't clean everything. We saw So we saw a lot of...
It was like food garbage on the ground.
Yes, a lot of things like this. The beds were very, very bad, very dirty. The bathroom did not work, so we can't take a shower. The girl in this motel was very strange. She was yelling against herself. What? I have to give a room to this guy. I don't know which room. Fucking hotel. I don't like this hotel. I don't like this place. She was very,
old and hunched over.
And, you know, like this.
Yeah, like a hunchback.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was not stand up. She was like this.
Okay, like a shrimp back.
Yes. So like this.
Yeah.
She always...
Her hands were forward.
Like zombie, yes.
Like a zombie lady.
It was very strange.
It's a zombie hotel you stayed at.
I never saw this in my life, and I was a little scared because it was like in the movie.
And you thought that the sheriff was going to come by and like dress like a woman and have a chainsaw?
No, so I was thinking this guy will arrest us and will put in the hotel, and another guy will bring his... But like in the movie, it was very crazy.
Yeah.
I never saw this in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So after this, we went to another hotel, and the hotel was perfect. The name is very famous. It's a West something. A name of a hotel.
A Best Western.
Yes, this one. Yes. So it was this one. So hotel perfect, but it was a little expensive for us, and we saw this guy, and he was strange, like. It was strange, like in the city. It was very strange. It was not like in the other city. It was like a ghost, or I don't know how to explain.
Were you on Route 66?
Yes, we went on this road. So,
You think that a lot of the hotels are haunted? You know, on Route 66, there's a lot of ghosts.
I have no idea, but do you know this city? The name is Tonopah.
Mm-hmm.
And this city is in the middle of the desert, and they try in the 19th they try a nuke just 10 kilometers from the city, and it was a city for mines, you know, in the 18th century and something like this, and I think now the city is only for hotel, because the next city is 163 miles. So you don't have gas station between these two cities. And I think the city is famous only for hotels, and nobody live in this city.
Well, that old zombie lady lives there.
Yes, and in another hotel, we went to this hotel. It was very strange. It was like a casino, and everyone were playing a casino like they were drunk. Like this hotel gave them something to eat or drink, and they were drug, playing casino, jackpot.
They were all like addicted to...
It was very, very, very strange, and it was very nice for us, because in this hotel, the price was a little expensive, and the old girl, it was another old girl, and she was very strange too, and she said, okay, you can leave, but before leaving, you can try... three of a kind, and if you have three, 111, 222, 333, or other thing, you have a free room. So Victor tried first, it didn't succeed, and me, I was okay, we leave, and after I said, okay, we'll just turn just for fun, and I have 444. So the girl said, oh, you have a free room tonight, congratulations. And after she called another guy in the hotel, and she said, she said to the guy, just to let you know, we have three of a kind. So, you know, it was like, this sentence was literally strange. It was like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, we have a free room in this hotel. It was good.
But did you stay an extra night because they gave you a free room?
No, we stay only one night, because the day after we have to be in Salt Lake City. So, it was like... in the end of the trip, and we have to leave.
Yeah, so you think they call the front desk and they're like, just so you know, we have three of a kind. And then the sheriff puts a dress on and kills you with a chainsaw?
It was like this. It was very strange.
You think that they were like sending a signal? Do you think everybody wins and they're just trying to get you to stay?
I was thinking it was like a signal or something like this. Yeah. But after we met the other guy, he was born in this city, so all his life he was in this city. And for me, it was very strange guy. I know now how people are when they live in the desert, when they are you know they are not like people from New Orleans because they live in the big city or from New York City. These people, this guy was very strange, but he was very nice. We have a lot of fun with him. We talked like 1 hour in the near the casino, and so this guy wanted to go. Will maybe go to Europe the next year, mm-hmm. And you know what he want to visit? Maybe what? You can guess.
Paris?
No, he want to visit Chernobyl.
Chernobyl?
Yes.
Chernobyl. Oh.
So, can you imagine a guy from from America? He want to go to Europe only to visit this.
The nuclear disaster? Because
yes.
He lives near the where they exploded an atom bomb?
Yes, so he live only 10 kilometers from this.
Why is he addicted to the radiation?
I don't know, but
he can't get enough.
So we met this guy at the end of the of the city trip, yeah. And so it was the only guy who was very nice, and mm-hmm. But at the end he told us this, and after he gave us his Facebook, and 2 days after we tried to add him, but we didn't find him. It was not possible to find this guy. He gave us his name. And maybe we find like 20 people with this name, but he told us that he will be with his profile picture will be him with a car. We didn't find this pictures, and after I put this car on Google and I didn't find this car, so it was like a very famous car, but it was not on Google. So it was like everyone on this city were strange and mm-hmm. Or ghost or you know.
Maybe he's not real.
Yes, no, maybe not, but for me it was very strange.
Maybe you ate like a sandwich and you got drugged in the hotel and you were just talking to a slot machine for an hour. You know what I mean?
Maybe
the radiation got in your brain and you talked to a ghost.
But I still have the paper with his name and with a fake car. So for me it's very strange. Yeah. This situation was
so he wrote down the name of a car that doesn't exist?
Yes. So how
he's
possible?
Like, Oh, yeah, I was standing next to a Chevy Thundercat. It's like, well, that's not
so
a real car.
So something, a car he was talking about, and for me it was very strange.
And then he's like, I want to visit Chernobyl, and then, because I have a flipper baby, and then I want to visit Fukushima, and then I want to... Why would... Weird.
Hmm.
Anyway, so you met a lot of zombies, a lot of ghosts.
Yeah, so this city was very strange for us.
Mm-hmm.
Tonneau Park, if you want to go...
Where was it?
It's Tonopah. It's in the middle of Nevada in the north. And you don't have gas station.
Tonopah, Nevada.
Yes. So you don't have a gas station between this city and the city Ely. 163 miles between this city.
Yeah.
But between these two cities, it's very beautiful. We took a lot of pictures, you know, on the road, like American road.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's yellow in the middle,
mm-hmm.
With a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a lot of pictures. It was very beautiful.
Also, I think Route 66 was the first way to get from, like, New York to Los Angeles. That was the only road.
I think it's Chicago, Los Angeles.
Oh.
Victor buy...
Chicago to Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Victor buy a gift, like, Route 66, and it was LA, Chicago. So I don't think it's...
Well, anyway... Wherever they were going. But then, you know, they make the interstates, and then there's all these hotels, but nobody goes to it because there's a faster road.
Mm.
The interstate is faster, so it's kind of like a ghost town where it's like, well, they used to... Yeah, they made a lot of money in 1920, but the town sucks now.
Yes,
nobody goes there.
It was famous for the mines. They took... not gold, but the other thing, I don't know the name. Silver.
Silver.
They took silver from the earth, but
mm-hmm.
After the... I think it's everyone left, or... I don't know.
So, last night, you know, I always... We hang out a lot, but almost every night, I go out. I'm gone for 5 hours, 4 hours, I come home, you know. Last night, you saw, like, what kind of crazy world it is to be... to do open mics, you know. We were at the House of Blues. There's like 30 comics get up. Each have like 2 minutes, you know, or 4 minutes or something. Very short time. You know, I didn't do very good, but not a lot of people did good. You know, it was a tough night. You know, how hard, you know, do you, from the outside, how crazy is it to be a comedian in New Orleans?
Oh, yes, I understand. It was like for 5 hours, and you were on stage only for 2 minutes. So I understand it's very difficult for you. You have 2 minutes to do the best of you. And I don't think I can do this like you. I have to be concentrated. I have to wait 2 hours before it's my turn. I have to go to by bus 40 minutes, I have to come back 40 minutes. So you have to be very, you have to love this to perform every night, and I think it's a difficult job.
And it's like, you know, I'm just thinking, okay, well, I want to record an hour, like May 2017, I'll record a whole hour. But it's like every night, if I get 2 minutes, it takes a long, you know, that's why you have to do it so much. That's why I have to do this one. But it's crazy. But yeah, thanks for coming. That was fun.
Yes, it was fun.
You also bought some souvenirs for your parents. You know, you gotta you always have to come home with like, you know, Orleans gifts and stuff.
Yes.
So
I don't know. You have to say New Orleans or New Orleans. People say New Orleans, like you, and some people say New Orleans.
I don't know.
So you don't know.
I know I have a certain accent, so I'm going to say vowels way. Yes. And then people are like, no, it's actually this way. I'm like, okay, well, you understand what I'm saying, so fuck off. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, yeah, I don't care. I mean, some people go Nolens, and I'm not like, no, it's actually New Orleans, you know? Like, why would I do that? Mm-hmm. If I understand what someone's saying, then, you know, I don't want to make other people's ears tune into me. I'll tune my ears into them, you know? Anyway. Do you find that you were saying that it's hard for some people to understand you?
Sometimes it's very difficult. It's like you just want a burger in McDonald's and they don't understand anything. So I have to say, okay, I want number one. After they understand, they ask. But it's okay. It's sometimes when I go to I don't know, but when I go to a place, one guy don't understand me. But I think in New Orleans it's okay.
Yeah. But do you think that people understand you easier in New York City?
Oh, I have no idea. When I went to New York City, I was very bad in English. And I don't think I was able to talk with a guy more than 1 hour without write something on a paper.
Yeah.
I think I was very bad in English at this time. Now I can go to... when I was in front of my class, I can do a speech of... 20 minutes without paper, without anything, like I'm in France. So for me, I think I did a lot of progress. I improve my English, but sometimes yes, my accent is very bad. I try to work on it, but after 2 months, I say okay, I don't care. Will see.
Well, I kind of got the idea to write this book about Mohammed because you were saying about your English teacher. You didn't like your English teacher very much, you know?
Yeah.
And so we, you know, she made you write assignments that were like boring, right? Or something like, you know? Yes. Do you think that you learned more English, you know, going to parties, going to Bourbon Street, going to class? Where did you learn more English?
Yes, so for sure, I took this English class only with a student, not English student, like Brazilians, one Vietnamese, and another girl from China. So I took this class to improve my English, to do like a test, But during this class, it was so bored. I never saw a class like this. We were only five students. So I think 5 is not enough. Maybe 10 will be perfect. And we were always listening the teacher. We have a lot of things to read at home. And it was like I was thinking that I work 2 times more at home than during the class. So I took this class to work in class with the teacher, but I don't think we did a lot of things in class. But we have to work at home. We have to write essays each day, So at the beginning, I took like 2 hours to do an essay, but after after 2 months, I took only 10 minutes, so it was okay. But at the beginning, too much work, and it was like she didn't take the time to correct every essay. So it was like I make a lot of mistakes at the beginning, but I didn't know. So yes, for this class, I'm sure that I work, I improve a lot during parties, met people, met hung out with my friends in the city, in Bourbon-Suite, in clubs that are going to school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And after spring break, I said, okay, I'm done with this class, and I didn't go to this class after spring break.
But you just stopped going.
Yes, yeah. I stopped to go, and after she said I failed, but I don't care, because it was like I take this class. I don't need this class, but I take this class to improve my English. But I was thinking, I don't improve my English. I have to wake up at 8, and I have to go to this class. So I can't have fun with my friends Monday night and Wednesday night. So it was like I skip some parties to go to a class that don't improve my English. But during parties, I talk with
mm-hmm.
with a lot of people, and we can improve English, so mm-hmm. for me it's good.
So do you think your English got... I think your English got much better while you were here.
Yes, I remember you and me the first night we were talking about 9/11, and my English was so bad that it was difficult to say what I think about mm-hmm. this. So it was, at the beginning, it was very difficult, but after, I think I improved a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always talking conspiracy theories, yes. behind the scenes.
It was fun at the beginning.
Who's this crazy guy? Just weird ideas, anyway.
So, but after, I think I took another class in history. I like history, and I took a class... history of America. So it was at the beginning of the America to the Civil War. So this class was very good. The teacher was very interesting. So mm-hmm. I like this class.
Do you think you learn English like in with history? If you just take a history class, you're gonna have to know English because you have to know what the hell they're talking about.
I think this class was very good for me because at the beginning it was very difficult to understand the teacher. To understand the teacher always talking during 1 hour and a half, it was very difficult. I have to be concentrated, and it was impossible to me to take notes, to watch the board and to take notes. And after, at the end, I was like listening to the teacher, taking notes, speaking in French with my friends on text, and speaking English with my friends in English. So at the end, I was doing everything.
So like during, you had your laptop during class?
No, only phone.
Oh, so you brought your phone into class, you were texting in French, listening to the teacher, taking notes,
I did
like
everything in the same time, and I understand everything. So at the end, I think I improved a lot in history.
Is the history of America worse or the history of France worse? Like, who was meaner? I mean, we had slaves for a long time. That was rude.
I think we have slaves too in France.
Really?
Yes.
You don't hear a lot about French slaves. What country did you get your slaves from for France? Were they French people?
You know, during the... I don't know, but... I think slaves were every time of the history, but at the end, after Napoleon, they say, okay, we don't want slaves anymore, and only America continue with this slavery.
So what year was Napoleon?
I think it was 1808. Something like
okay,
this.
Okay, so all the 1700s you had slaves.
Yes, we didn't have slaves after.
Were they from Africa? Where were they from?
I have no idea, but it was not like in America.
That you didn't make them like stomp on your grapes to make wine for you guys during
no.
the...
But I think they are slaves during the antiquity, mm-hmm. before 600. And after, I don't think they care about this. I don't think we have a lot of slaves. It's a strange question.
I know, but I didn't know that French people had slaves. You know, I don't know. You know, I live here, so I know a lot about American history, but I'm pretty stupid, you know.
I think, like in America, they have slaves in the island far from France, like maybe Martinique, Guyane,
mm-hmm.
all of these islands. I think they were making like sugar. I don't know alcohol. I don't know. So I think yes, they have slaves on this island, but not in Paris. Or I don't think
so. Just like islands outside of France, yes, they had like lots of slaves.
I think yes. But in the same time that in the beginning of the slavery, and after they say we don't want, and only in America they still.
Mm-hmm.
Keep his slave and until the civil war.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have slave only 70 years more than us, so it's okay. No,
it wasn't so bad.
But the history of America was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I like it very much. They were always talking with French, French people and English people,
mm-hmm.
so it's like I was not lost.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit on this history, and it was good.
Yeah, England wanted to keep us colonies, and then France come in, helped us out, made us free.
Yes,
and then we're like, thanks, France, and then they gave us the Statue of Liberty or something like that.
Mm.
I don't know. I think that's probably how it happened. So we just got news. It's weird because just today they said, hey, on Friday, two new people are going to move in here, you know? So it's like the end. Every 4 months there's a new cycle, you know?
Mm.
Looking back, you know, New Orleans a good place. Would you recommend more French people to come here?
You know...
what advice would you give to yourself when you first moved here?
When I moved here, I moved here because it was free for me. UNO have a partnership with my university, and I have the possibility to go to LA in Riverside. But if I go there, I have to pay a lot of money. I have to pay, I think, $4,000 only for the class.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in America, they have only 9 hours of class. So I think it's bullshit to pay $4,000 only for only for 9 hours in France. When you can have a free university, or you can go to a private school, and maybe you pay 6,000, 4,000, between 4,000 and 7,000, but you have like 35 hours a week. You have every time you have a school, so when you think about it, you have to pay teacher, and it's the price.
Right,
but
right,
in America,
right.
You have to pay. You have to pay 40,000 a year, and you have only 9 hours a week. So I don't understand. Where is this money?
I don't know.
It's not.
And then the university is like, oh yeah, we don't have any money right now.
Yes. So, but this university, I enjoy a lot going to the gym. It's a very big gym. You have a big swimming pool. You can. You have 3 courts of basketball. You can play. You can also play volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
You can play everything. You have a big gym for workout. You can play squash. It's like racquetball.
Mm-hmm.
You can do. You have. Sometimes you can. Girls can go to gym with teachers. They do you know exercise.
Mm-hmm.
They
have a sauna in the locker room. So I love the sauna.
So they have everything. Maybe so. Maybe that's why it's a little expensive, but. It's not like in France. In France, when we pay, we have something. In class, we have more class. I think it's more...
More interaction with the teacher.
Yes, I think.
Mm.
But yes, I was talking about... I went to... I decided to go to Louisiana, New Orleans, because for me it was free. I don't have to pay. Not like in Riverside, I have to pay $4,000. And... At the end, I think that it was the best decision because I never have so much fun like this. I met I told you I met 45 different countries only in one semester, so for me it's crazy. I have fun every time of my week of my semester. I think I was bored maybe one day, another day here, another day. but maybe not more than 7 days in one semester. So during 7 days, I was watching a TV show on my computer at home alone, but all of the other days, I was always with people in the house, in their house, in the street, in the city. So I always have fun. I was bored only 7 days.
Yeah.
So it's not like in France, so it was perfect.
We got a big week this week because we're going, you know, right before you leave, we're going to the UFC.
Mm.
Let's see, Dan Henderson versus Tim Bosch.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. So, yeah, it's been cool, man. We've had a really fun time at 914, you know.
Mm. A lot of things happened in this, this apartment. I think I will remember Amer's birthday.
Yeah.
I put my GoPro on the
microwave.
Yes, on the microwave, and I took everything of the party in video, in movie. So it was. I have a lot of remembers.
Yes, I have that video as well.
I know that Eric was bored by a guy. I don't say anything about it. Maybe you want to talk.
What?
Maybe you want to talk about this guy near this place.
Which guy? The guy I had to kick out because he was eating cake.
Another guy.
Oh, yeah, the Brazilian guy that tried to kiss me.
You want to talk about
this? Yeah, okay. Well, I mean...
I don't think he was Brazilian. He was from another city.
Yeah, so, yeah, there's another... So, before the Chinese guy or wherever he was from India, before he was eating brownies and then went in the bathroom and then I kicked him out... There was some guy, I think it was from, he's not from Brazil, he's from where?
Anyway. From Azerbaijan, Armenia.
Armenia?
Yes, Armenia.
Oh, he was an Armo. So he was like, oh, can I show you something about the music? And I was like, he's like, can you play another song? I was like, actually, the party is actually over, so we're not going to play another song. And then he was like, okay, come here, but does this music, and then he just turned and tried to kiss me, you know? So, you know... Who knows? Sometimes at parties, people get drunk. They try to kiss you. They don't want to leave. Sometimes you have to kick people out. I don't know what if he thought I gave him a signal or something.
We will don't talk about the bathroom. This bathroom.
What?
Something happened. After during 2 days, we can't use it.
What? When yes. I threw up?
No. No. During the party, one girl I think went to the bathroom and.
And clogged the toilet?
Yes, and after, during 2 days, it was a...
Oh, yeah. A girl... Who knows what she did? Did she flush toilet... was it a big poo, or what? Did she put paper towel in the toilet?
I don't know. My GoPro was not inside, so we never
know. I know, we should have had a poopy camera, so that we can find out exactly what happened. Thinking of which, you met my mom.
Yes.
My mom came over.
You are a very strange relationship. It's not like me and with my mom. You said something I would never say to my mom, so it was very funny this time.
What did I say? Well, she wanted to use the bathroom.
Yes.
And then I just told her, like, hey, Ma, just make a pee-pee. No poo-poo, okay, Mama?
Yes.
No poo-poo. Well, because, you know, the other lady clogged our bathroom, so I didn't want my mom to take a big poo so we can use her toilet for a few more days.
I don't know if I know another guy who will talk like this with our mom, but it was very funny this time.
We have a good relationship.
Yes, good relationship. So you talk about a lot of things with your mom that you told me, so it's not like...
Yeah, I think it's interesting. My mom, you know, she is very... open to talk, like, you know.
So you ask advice.
Yeah.
So, so it's fun when you tell me.
I listen to her.
Yes.
You know.
So you just.
Yeah. Well, maybe what's. You know what I mean? Can't give away all my mom's secrets on
this.
yeah, but they came. That was fun, you know, because everybody came here. After my sister got married, everybody came to New Orleans and had a great party for a long time. And they rented a house, you know, so we had a crawfish boil at the house. And but then, you know, my parents stayed a couple extra days and visited campus and stuff. So that was fun. They saw my plaque on the wall, you know, from where I won a scholarship. I have a plaque on the wall in the Performing Arts Center. The Performing Arts Center on the first floor.
I know, so it's...
I got pictures. But it's, yeah, the James Petrucciuto Foundation Scholarship. They met my professor, Henry Griffin. He was very nice. He made me look good. He said I was getting all A's. It's true.
I went to New Orleans for the best semester, spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Orleans in the spring semester is perfect. The first... okay. So if you want to go to America to study, I think you have to go to New Orleans during the spring semester.
Yeah.
I think fall semester, it's more bored.
Yeah.
You have less thing to do, and maybe the weather is bad.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, you know, I was living in Los Angeles, and I applied to grad school at four different places when I decided that I wanted to be a professor, and I'm so lucky that I got into this program at UNO, because I mean, this is the most fun city in the world. Mm. Like,
yes,
you know, it's very small, but everybody is kind of, you know, just loves to party and hang out and have fun, so it's a cool place to live, man. All right, that's it. That's another episode of Highway Motherfucking Diary in the bag. Thanks, my guest, Robin Carrera. Episode 121 in the books.
Thank you, and I hope you will succeed to interview Mohamed talking about Mardi Gras for
yes, I know,
for the next semester.
He's coming back in August, so
yes, so I think you will succeed to interview him.
Yes, I'll have to just make it very late at night. I'll have to stay up till 6 o'clock in the morning, make him a sandwich, and then I'll talk to him about anything. When he comes home from Bourbon Street at like 6 a.m., I'll be like, hey, let's make a sandwich. I'll just put the recorder in the corner. He'll forget about it. Boom. Recorded.
Yes.
You know? All right. Later, guys.